The balance of power shifted quickly in Tripoli, capital of Libya, after the city's international airport was taken over by an Islamist militia after weeks of fighting between heavily armed rival ethnic armies. Growing conflict in the oil-rich nation could drive Libya into a civil war, as two rival parliaments in different cities claimed legitimacy, each backed by their own militia groups and funding from different Arab and Persian Gulf governments. During the height of the recent fighting in late August, jet fighters flown by pilots from the United Arab Emirates and launched from Egypt targeted Libyan Islamist fighters. Although the airstrikes failed to prevent the Islamist takeover of the airport, the outside intervention by the UAE and Egypt alarmed Western powers. The U.S. and Europe assert that military support for Libya's warring factions will not help restore stability and that only dialogue and negotiations can end the conflict. By their actions, the governments of the UAE and Egypt disagree. Louisiana's Republican Governor Bobby Jindal filed a lawsuit against the Obama administration to overturn federal Common Core educational standards. 4 years ago, when it was first rolled out, Jindal was a big supporter of Common Core. Louisiana won $17 million in grants that provided incentives for states to set up college and career-ready educational standards. However, in recent months, as Jindal ponders a race for the GOP presidential nomination, he's tried to pull Louisiana out of Common Core, but was blocked by the state's education officials. When the Common Core standards were launched in 2010, over two-thirds of the nation's governors quickly adopted the new academic standards in a process guided by state education departments and the National Governors Association. Common Core was initiated by two academic researchers, David Coleman and Jason Zimba, and backed by the Gates Foundation with $200 million in grants. Over time, an intense backlash against Common Core has grown on both the right and left. Tea Party activists railed against what opponents have dubbed Obama Core, and right-wing pundit Glenn Beck blasted Common Core standards as slavery. Critics on the left say Common Core and the push for continual testing drives up inequality, damages the confidence of low-income students, and is an unfair measurement of teacher performance. Mark Nason, a Fordham University history professor, told Mother Jones magazine that only 15% of African-American students passed the first round of Common Core math tests in New York State. Nason calls such testing child abuse. Si Se Puede is a cleaning service cooperative in Brooklyn, New York, with 64 worker owners. In 2013, the cooperative grossed over $1 million in revenue, is branding its own line of cleaning supplies, and pays each of its staff members over $20 an hour. In June, the New York City Council approved a new initiative funded with $1.2 million to create new worker-owner cooperatives and several hundred good-paying jobs. According to the news magazine In These Times, New York City is the first city to invest public dollars in creating new worker cooperatives. The initiative won the backing of progressive Mayor Bill de Blasio, but the city council only approved 1 year of funding, raising some concerns about the long-term viability of the project. Worker co-ops in the United States date back to colonial times and witnessed a surge during the late 1960s and early 70s. According to data from the U.S. Federation of Worker Cooperatives, roughly 300 worker-owned cooperatives are in operation across the nation in fields ranging from engineering, architecture, and computer technology to taxi driving, house cleaning, and construction. The inspiration for the recent wave of new co-ops is the success of Spain's Mondragon initiative that now employs over 80,000 workers in 300 firms. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Denise Manzari.